Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I was on a road trip for work, driving on a long highway to my next hotel. It was just some cheap hotel in a town I'd never heard of, but was right off the highway from my route. I drove on this empty road for hours, only seeing another car or two every once in a while, until at some point I saw a car's headlights coming up behind me. For the next 3 hours that I drove, this car stayed behind me on this massive empty highway. When I reached the exit for the hotel, I pulled off and parked in the lot. A few seconds later, the car behind me did the same, parking on the other side of the hotel's parking lot. It was a really big coincidence for them to have been behind me for 3 hours and have the same destination as me, but I tried to not overcomplicate it and considered it some strange luck. On the outside, this hotel was not very attractive. It was old and small, and it was the only building off the highway. No other restaurants or houses or anything. I was under the impression when I booked it that it was in a town, but I guess I was wrong. I got out and grabbed my bag, then went up to the front desk inside the building. The woman at the front desk checked me in, giving me a key card to my room. For how old the place looked, both inside and out, I was half surprised they even had keycard doors and not physical locks. I walked down to the end of the hallway on the first floor, going up to my room and scanning the card multiple times before it finally worked. It was old-fashioned and very small, but it looked clean and taken care of, which was all I was concerned about. I set everything down and started unpacking what I needed for the night, and just moments later, there was a knock on my door. I looked out the peephole and saw a man standing in the hallway. I'd never seen him before, and he didn't look like he worked for the hotel. I chose to ignore him and not answer the door. I don't know, it just felt like the safer option, considering the empty hotel right next to the empty highway. Whatever he wanted couldn't have been important anyways, because he didn't knock again after that. I finished up what I was doing and showered, then got in bed. I turned on the TV and watched one of the random free movies they had, then fell asleep sometime around 12 or 1 a.m. When I woke up, the room was completely dark and I was extremely tired. In the back of my head, I was hearing this beeping sound, ringing over and over as I was in between being awake and asleep. All of a sudden, my eyes widened and I snapped fully awake, just as I understood what the sound was. I jumped out of bed and flicked on the lamp. The beeping stopped and was followed by footsteps sprinting down the hallway. I ran over to the door and swung it open, looking down the hall, but I must have barely missed him. A few seconds later, the woman from the front desk showed up at the end of the hallway, looking nervously down at me. I asked her if she saw anyone running, and she nodded, saying a man just ran out into the parking lot. I looked out and saw a man getting into a car, the same one that was behind me on the highway. He backed out and drove away, squeaking his tires from leaving so fast and dangerously entering back onto the highway. I asked the woman for more details, and she said he had just walked in a few minutes ago and went right down the hall, so she assumed he had a room already. Then a minute later, she saw him sprinting out. I told her that I woke up to the sound of a key card trying to unlock my door. Knowing my key card took a few tries to work, It made me terrified to think that he may have somehow had the right one and could have been a couple more attempts from entering. The fact that he even had a keycard was terrifying. To keep things short, police weren't too helpful and the man was never found. I did some research on my own though, and found some people talking about fake universal keycards that can work with some random hotel doors, which was unsettling to know about. I don't know what that man was trying to do, or exactly how everything happened that night, but I won't be staying at any more hotels for a long time. I work at a family-owned hotel in my town. Despite its small and rather less luxurious appearance when compared to other big-name hotels, we actually get decent business. It's nothing crazy, but there aren't a lot of other hotels in our town, so most people only have a couple options to pick from. During summer and winter, we get a lot of bookings, but in spring and fall it slows down to just a few bookings a night, and rarely, no bookings at all. This happened last spring, when our hotel only had a handful of people staying with us. I was working my normal shift of 6 to 2 a.m., and just around 11, a man walked through the front entrance with a large rolling suitcase. He looked normal, and while he was kind and soft-spoken, he seemed very tired, like he'd maybe just gotten off a long plane ride. He asked for a one-night stay, with the room on the first floor at the end if possible, and while we don't always take these kinds of requests, I allowed it because it wasn't busy. He thanked me and walked down the hallway, and I continued with standing at the desk and organizing papers. But then another man walked in. He carried no luggage or bags, and looked tired as well, but was much less friendly. He almost demanded a room, wanting it next to the man who'd just come in before him, saying they were friends on a trip together. This was a normal request we'd get sometimes, although usually the group staying next to each other would come in together. But since I'd given the other man his request, I felt like I had to with this man as well. I didn't see any reason for him to be lying, or any reason for it to be a problem. I gave him the room at the end of the hall, next to the other man, and he walked off. I did some more work, then sat down and relaxed for a while, snacking on some lunch I brought and scrolling through the news on my phone. After about an hour, the desk phone started ringing. I got up and checked, seeing it was a room number, not an outside caller. I answered and started talking, but only a second in, they hung up. I didn't hear any voices or anything, only a shuffling sound just before they ended the call. I figured they accidentally called, or decided they didn't need anything, but I still checked the room number and noticed it was the one I'd given to the kind man who'd walked in about an hour ago. Another couple minutes passed before a thud echoed down the hallway. I stepped around the counter and looked, not seeing anyone. For a noise to have traveled that far and literally echo in the building, it had to be something really loud, either breaking or falling over or something like that. I went back to the desk and redialed the room number that had just called. It rang for a second, but then they rejected it. I looked down the hall once more, but didn't know what else to do. If it was something bad, they would have called or come up to tell me, so I just left it at that. 30 minutes passed of no further sounds or calls, until I heard someone coming down the hallway. I looked up to see the other man, the less friendly one, walking up to the counter. He said he needed to leave early, so I confirmed his checkout and he left. I went home that night with a strange feeling in my gut, but I wasn't so sure why. It wasn't until days had passed that I understood. The other man staying there never checked out, and when the room was searched, they found his suitcase and belongings, but he wasn't there. No trace of him at all. We tried to track down the other man who claimed to be with him, but he was also untraceable, having no matches to the name, address, and number he'd provided. It's unclear if he was involved, but obviously I think he was. However, I don't know how he could have gotten rid of the other man if he had done something. I still work at the hotel, but no more evidence has surfaced, and both men are still missing to this day. This happened just a month ago. I was moving across a few states to a new apartment and stopped at a motel overnight. I didn't plan the entire route or which motel I would stay at. I just went with the closest one after I started getting sleepy. I'd never stayed at a motel before, but when I pulled in, it was about how I would have expected it to be. It was in the middle of the woods off the side of the road and was a bit run down looking and not somewhere I'd want to spend more than a night at. The parking spots were all empty, not even one car. I wasn't even sure how the worker at the front desk had gotten there. I got a room though, and walked down to my door and went inside. Again, it was run down and kind of gross, but it was better than nothing, I guess. I was gonna shower, but the tub was really filthy, so I pretty much went right to bed. I laid down and tried to get comfortable, but before I even turned off the lamp, I heard an odd noise from outside the room. Door handles shaking, coming from a few rooms down. Then again, but closer. Someone was going down the line of doors and trying each door handle, like they were trying to see if any of them were open or unlocked. They got to my door and tried it as well. And after a short pause, they continued moving down the line. It was probably the strangest thing I'd seen in a while, and I had no clue why anyone would be doing that, unless maybe they were looking to score a free room. I laid back down and closed my eyes, only to be disturbed again by someone banging on my door. It sounded almost like they were punching the door. I got up and realized the door had no way of seeing outside, so I flipped the latch over and opened it a crack. A man was standing there with a grim look and seemed frustrated about something. He was older, maybe mid-40s, with longish hair and a beard.
"What's your problem?"
I said, upset about the way he'd banged on my door. The man gave me a cold look and asked an unusual question.
"Did you pay for this room?"
I looked at him confused and said, "Yeah." But he gave me a questioning response, like he didn't think I did. He asked me to come with him to the service counter to get it figured out, because he was told that this was his room. The situation already started out strange, but this had me even more puzzled. There were no other cars here, and likely nobody else staying at the motel. So the possibility of us accidentally being given the same room within just a few minutes was nearly zero, and they probably would have had another key to the room if they were telling the truth. The guy asked me again in an aggressive tone to come out, but I'd already decided I wasn't leaving the room. I started to close the door, but the guy slammed his body against it to prevent me from shutting it fully. In an instant, another guy came from around the wall with some tool that he was putting against the lock, trying to unlatch it. All I could do was press up against the door and try to push it closed, but the force of both men pushing was overpowering me. In the chaos, the door moving knocked the tool out of his hand, and when both of them looked down, I slammed the door shut. After a few more hits at the door, their departing footsteps gave me relief, and I called 911. What's crazy is that they didn't have a car. Police found their shoe prints going straight into the woods behind the motel, leading to nothing but trees and dirt. It's not known what they were plotting aside from breaking into my room, but seeing as they knew all the other rooms were vacant and still went for me, it could not have been good. I hope that if it did go the other way, it would have been a quick robbery and nothing more. But I can't say I truly believe that.
Life is a workout, And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.